This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. India received the second of at least three emergency COVID-19 relief shipments from the U.S. Friday. A U.S. Air Force aircraft landed near the capital, New Delhi, carrying pallets labeled U.S. aid that included oxygen cylinders. The State Department said Thursday that the U.S. would send more than $100 million worth of supplies to help India combat a surge in COVID-19 cases and deaths. The surge has led to a public health crisis in India, forcing the government to seek oxygen, medicines, and other essentials from other countries. This also comes from the Biden administration's announcement that new travel restrictions for India due to the COVID-19 surge is experiencing. The federal government is extending the requirement that travelers wear face masks on planes, trains, and buses. That rule was set to expire May 11, but the Transportation Security Administration said Friday that it will extend the requirement through September 13th. Children under two and people with certain disabilities are exempted. Meanwhile, the Federal Aviation Administration says it will continue its zero-tolerance policy against disruptive airline passengers as long as the TSA mask rule is in effect. The policy has led to large fines against some passengers who argue with airline crews, usually over masks or alcohol. Airlines and their unions had pushed for an extension of the mask rule. The UN Security Council is again demanding the restoration of democracy in Myanmar and the release of all detainees, including Aung San Suu Kyi, in a strongly backing calls by Southeast Asian nations for an immediate cessation of violence and talks as a first step toward a solution following the February 1st military coup. This is VOA News.